welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 239. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Portland, Oregon's Paradise. That song is called Diamonds and Pearls, and it's on the band's self-released album, Diary of an Old Soul, which came out back in March of last year. That album's going to appeal to anyone who's into the mod revival scene or into garage as well, as there's a husky voice in there that drives much of that album. Got lots of good music for you this week. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Next track is by the band Team Spirit. It's called Phenomenon.
Together.
that was a great set to practice your air guitar skills to. I hope you took advantage of that opportunity. Let's take them as they came. We started things off with Team Spirit with the song Phenomenon. That is on the band's self-titled debut EP, which is due out April 9th on Vice Records. But if you're a fan of that Los Angeles band's kind of glammy power pop, then check out a EP of covers they released for free. You can download that and hear their great cover of Good Love. Up next, we heard from Texas Is the Reason, the seminal emo band, with the song If It's Here When We Get Back, It's Ours. Originally, that was from the band's four-song debut 7-inch EP, though it is now tacked on to a re-release of Do You Know Who You Are, which includes not only that album, the EP, it includes all their comp tracks and two brand new tracks as well. That was originally released in 1995, though that re-release just came out in February on Revelation Records. And if you are into that sound and into how post-hardcore grew into emo and before it turned into emo pop, then Texas Is the Reason is definitely a band that you should check out. And after that, we heard from Radical Dads with the song Dust USA. That's on the band's album Rapid Reality, which you won't be able to get your hands on until May 21st when Uninhabitable Mansions releases it. That Brooklyn, New York band definitely owes a bit to that mid-90s sound as harsh guitars gave way to alternative pop. And I think there's some really good things on that album, and that song Dust USA there I really like a lot. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. And we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Coming up next, I have a track by Shotgun Jimmy. He's a fantastic artist out of Sackville, New Brunswick. Not on tour anywhere near me anytime soon, but there's always hope. This song is called Skype Date.
I'm a lightweight waiting for a Skype date. It feels so great. I can't wait, accept your call, receive the transmission, kill some time, do in the dishes, hang the clock in the kitchen sink, find the last line, mix one more drink, yeah, I'm a lightweight, waiting for a Skype date. Wonder how you're doing or how you've been. Pretty much straight up wondering. Tune my guitar, step out into the yard. It's been too long since we've seen the stars. Close my email and all other applications. I don't want to freeze up or add any complications. I'm a lightweight, waiting for a Skype date. Oh, 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 I'm a lightweight, waiting for a Skype date.
For no one, giving your
Just a short set there, wound down nicely by Brooklyn's Country Mice. That song is called Giving Your Heart Away. It's on the band's new album, Hour of the Wolf, which just came out February 19th on Lotion Records. The band just wrapped up one leg of a U.S. tour and are about to embark on another, and I'm sure they're coming somewhere near you. When they came through Kansas City, I was at the show, so you can read my thoughts on the website as well as check out my photos and video of the night. I'll warn you, it was an odd show, and they're one of those bands whose live show doesn't really equate much to their CD. That could be good or bad depending on how much you like that song we just played. Before that, we heard from Shotgun Jimmy with the song Skype Date. That's on the new album Everything Everything, which will be out March 26th on You've Changed Records, and that's just a fantastic album with some of the best songwriting you'll hear this year, and probably something you'll be hearing about when we start compiling our Best of 2013 list. It's just that good. Well, we got plenty of time before that happens, but not much time left in the podcast, so let me wrap things up here. Remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 239. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can check out the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. In the last week or so, I've been to a few shows, so you can check out the Too Much Rock website for the Architect Show last night at the Riot Room. A few nights before that, the Caves at the new Art Space Studios space, our Art Studios Closet space. Before that, the ACB's CD release show at Record Bar. So all of those are up on the Too Much Rock website in the last week. Looking forward, lots of shows coming up. We've got Hidden Pictures on the 8th at the Brick, the 9th Soft Reads at the Record Bar, the 11th the Agrolites at the Bottleneck. The 18th, you've got your choice between Darwin D's at the Record Bar or that rescheduled Morrissey show at Liberty Hall. The 22nd, Appropriate Grammars playing at the Brick or Pinback at the Riot Room. And then the 4th is that crazy night, Cigaroos at Starlight, Peach Kelly Pop at the Replay, Acid Baby Jesus at Davies Uptown, or of course the kickoff for the Middle of the Map Fest that night as well. And then looks like Dead Girls have a show coming up on the 12th at Czar Bar. So lots of things coming up, and hopefully I will be at all of them, and I will see you there too. We're going to wrap things up this week with a track by Fear of Men. This is a band from Brighton in the UK who dwell in that, I don't know, a little bit of a post-shoegaze revival, who knows, somewhere in there, but it's good stuff. This song is called Seer, and it's on the band's album Early Fragments, just out February 12th. On Canine Records. The album is a compilation of early singles, with the exception of this song, which is a new one, and so we're going to start there with this. This is Seer by the band Fear of Men. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Do you?